For the woman who is always tired and doesn't know why. There is a woman who keeps telling herself she just needs more sleep. She goes to bed when she can. She closes her eyes and still wakes up tired. She drinks coffee like it's medicine. She pushes through mornings on muscle memory. She handles what needs handling, and by mid-afternoon she feels worn thin in a way sleep never seems to touch. She notices she's more irritable than she used to be. Small things bother her. Noise feels louder. Questions feel heavier. She feels guilty for being short with people she loves, and then even more tired from the guilt itself. She assumes this is just adulthood, or motherhood, or responsibility. She assumes everyone else is handling it better than she is. What she doesn't realize yet is that she's not tired because she needs more sleep. She's tired because she's been holding herself together for too long. This ritual exists for that woman, for the one who is always bracing, always anticipating, always managing herself so everything else can function. What she needs isn't discipline. It isn't optimization. It isn't another way to push. She needs a moment where her body doesn't have to be on. If that sounds like you, let yourself settle here. Find a position where your body feels supported. You don't need perfect posture. You don't need to sit up straight out of habit. Let the surface beneath you do some of the work. Let your shoulders drop just a little. Unclench your jaw. Soften your hands. Take a slow breath in through your nose and let it leave through your mouth, longer on the exhale than the inhale. You're not trying to relax. You're just letting your body know. It doesn't need to stay alert right now. Notice where the tiredness lives. Not sleepiness, tiredness. The kind that sits behind your eyes or in your chest or in your neck. You don't need to fix it. Just notice it. You've been strong for a long time, even when no one named it as strength, even when it just looked like getting through the day. You are allowed to rest before you collapse. You are allowed to soften before you break. You are allowed to pause without earning it. Take another slow breath and another. This ritual isn't meant to change your life. It's meant to send your nervous system a message. You don't have to brace right now. When you're ready, return to your day. Not refreshed, just less tight.